This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
89-76, UMS defeats Morgan State here on Senior Day at W.P. Heights Athletic Center. Doug Newton here with Dave Byrd, and we're now joined by the head coach, Bobby Collins. And Bobby, obviously first, the Senior Day festivities. The six guys that were honored today, what have they meant to your program in your first year here? The continuity from last year, and obviously, Mike, the addition this year. Just how do you put it into words, those six guys' contributions?
Well, I'm just proud to have the opportunity to have coached these young men. They have really bought in. They trust and believe in the system. They trusted and they believe in the process that I've asked them to trust in. And that means the world to me. And I'm almost emotional at the fact that these guys really bought in. And it was a challenge at first. But I'm very, very proud of the outcome of this season thus far. We finished playing tonight. First thing they said, Coach, we're not done. And I told them, don't get too high, don't get too low. Let's continue to focus and play the way that we've been playing and just stay together, even more so going down the stretch.
Coach, I want to congratulate you. I've been here a long time. I was here in 74 watching those games. You know what I mean? It's been a long time for me sitting here. And you've done a heck of a job.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And it's fun to sit here and watch you coach a team.
Thank you.
I'm telling you that. And I mean that very, very much.
Thank you.
But let's get to the game now. That's right. No, but I'm serious. It's an overall team effort again, which has been all year. It's great to beat Morgan twice during the course of the year. That doesn't happen very often here. That's another plus. The guys have bought into the defensive effort. I'd like you to just say something about their defensive presence, and that's what turned this game around. Morgan hung around.
Well, it did. But I know we have another level of defense that we can play.
Yeah.
We definitely didn't play our best defense tonight. And I want to get stingier. I want to get grindier. I want nobody to score. I don't want to score any baskets. But I'm proud of the outcome. You know, we stayed focused. You know, normally during a senior night, you kind of have some mishaps. And you kind of have a slow start. Our seniors got us off to a great start. I was able to put five new guys in, and they picked it up and continued the intensity that we needed to win the game tonight.
I wanted to ask you about a couple of seniors specifically. Ishak has been here for 4 years now. He's played every game in the last three seasons. His sophomore year, team won two games. This year, guys win 18 games. He's seen the program at its lowest lows. He's seen it now after the turnaround. Have you talked to him at all about the difference between here versus there?
Absolutely. I'm proud of Ishak Pierce. He's a young man that I have a son. When he grows up, I hope he's like Ishak Pierce. And I think that speaks volumes of what I think about Ishak. He's done everything he's supposed to do. You know, he represents what I ask every player to be. Number one, be a good person. That was first and foremost when I got the job, is for every player to be a good person. And he definitely showed the other guys how to be that good person, and the basketball part was going to come. So that's what I asked him to do.
Mike, on the other hand, this was his first season here at UMES, and you brought him back into the program after the year away last year. And like you said, you always talk about trust and believe in the system, trust and believe in the program, buying in. And I think Mike might be the best example of that, considering what he had to go through to get back onto the team.
Absolutely. Mike is a leader in his own way. Mm-hmm. You know, you can either lead in a positive way, or you can lead in a negative way. He's done everything I've asked. You know, he's been a model citizen. You know, he had a mishap today. He was late for pregame meal, and he didn't start, you know, for whatever reason.
But we're trying to figure that out a little bit. I didn't know if you're going to be really senior.
Now the world knows, and that's part of, you know, like I just try to prepare him for life. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't just to punish him for that moment. Right. I want to teach him a life lesson. And I knew that was going to bother him, so I know he won't be late anymore.
Yeah,
Bobby, I'll get you out on this before you celebrate the end of the regular season. What do you need to do heading towards the MEAC tournament next week?
Well, we definitely got to get some rest. We'll get a couple of days of rest. We'll get back focused, and we'll be very, very, very intense for 2 days of practice. We're going to take it to another level of intensity, and then just get prepared. Just get ready to defend. In order to win a championship, you got to be able to defend. In order to win a championship, you got to be able to execute. So we'll work on both those things this week.